Blog Talk Radio.
In the background. Good evening, everybody. It is a Thursday night. It's 5:30 in the evening. Haven't had time to do a lot of talking and been kind of busy and everything. So it's time. It's NFL free agency. It is going crazy. You know what it is? It's like a new ride at an amusement park. That's what the NFL free agency is all about. So with lots of moves that are going on and everything, I would be remiss if I didn't get up on the air and at least talk about it. Cuervo and Tarvin had the opportunity to talk about it yesterday, and I just couldn't get on. I would have loved to have been on. But since then, there's been moves that have happened since yesterday. And if you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, how are you today? Are you one of these Dallas Cowboys that thinks everybody who's ever played for the Cowboys owes you something as a fan? Are you that kind of fan? Oh, I have been reading it.
Oh, you know, DeMarco Murray, he's going to rival.
So what? Folks. You got to understand, these boys are this is business, right? It's business. It becomes busyness, but it's more about bitness. B-I-T-N-I-S-S, bitness. And when you're DeMarco Murray and you get lowball from Jerry Jones, which, by the way, folks, I'm not necessarily upset at Jerry Jones today. Jerry Jones, I'm going to tell you, if you think Jerry Jones has done a bad job these past 2 years, you're crazy. Jerry Jones has put it together to where he's got the best offensive line in the NFL. Do the Eagles have that? Do the Eagles have a wide receiver that you have to actually double up in order for DeMarco Murray to be successful, such as they did on Dez Bryant? No, they're going to pack 8 in a box, and DeMarco Murray isn't even going to get past the front line. DeMarco Murray went for the money. It's all about the Benjamins. You can't blame him. But if you expect DeMarco Murray to go over into Philadelphia with no wide receivers, the only weapon is DeMarco Murray. You don't know what you're going to get from Sam Bradford at the quarterback position. They're going to load the box, and DeMarco Murray will have 700, maybe 650 yards. And all this belly aching about, oh, you went to a rival. Hey, you Dallas Cowboys fans, you should be happy you went over there. Let's bring on the good old boy himself. It's Tarvin. Good day, my friend.
Good day, man. Hey, I don't know, Sonny. I think I like what the Eagles did right here. You have to remember, Chip Kelly's a mastermind. They don't have to have weapons, so to speak. You know, Bradford's an upgraded quarterback. He'll find some receivers.
That is true.
But Murray had to get paid, Sonny. He got paid. I think we talked about this last time. He got nothing in Dallas. He deserves to get paid.
Oh, he deserves to get paid. All these Dallas Cowboy fans, though, they're belly aching like DeMarco Murray owes them something. I hate those kind of fans. And that's what Dallas is. Oh, you're a Dallas Cowboy, you know. And if you're any good whatsoever, you should stay here and never go anywhere else. I'm tired of that talk down here.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Go ahead.
I mean, Dallas made their decision who they wanted, and they chose their receiver over him. And I just think Murray's like, you know what, he added up. He got his calculator out and added the years, how much money he's made, and he's made nothing. So it's time for him to think about him running backs don't have a long lifespan, and he owes Dallas nothing. He owes
absolutely
them nothing.
And, but here's the thing. They should be happy. I know Chip Kelly is supposedly this mastermind, okay? But in Dallas, okay, the defense was doubling up Dez. And so that creates prime opportunities for DeMarco Murray to go through the holes and get the yards that he did, over 1,800 yards. So, you know, you can't take away from that. But if you're not doubling up Dez or you're doubling up somewhere to make sure there's not a problem, you have Dez Bryant, you're going to double him up. DeMarco Murray's going to run all over. My question is, and I'll ask you, who does the Philadelphia Eagles have to throw the football to that you have to double up and you have to worry about it? I think all the main right now with Bradford out there, I think is an upgrade. I think I agree with you. The guy hasn't had time to be able to do what he knows how to do. Now you switch it over to who's Sam Bradford going to throw the football to? They just got rid of Jeremy Maclin, the only weapon that would have maybe required a double team. I don't know. What are they going to do on the receiving corps there in Philadelphia?
That's the million-dollar question. Hopefully they can draft somebody, but you can't expect rookies to come in and make a huge impact. So I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, and that's going to be the huge question. You know, if they don't get anybody that they can double up, I don't think DeMarco Murray – I mean, I'm not going to say DeMarco Murray's going to have a bad year. I'm not going to go that far, but he's not going for 1,800 yards. He's going to go for 1,100 yards, five touchdowns, maybe six. And I don't know if that's what you're wanting. If you're paying $20 million guaranteed to the guy, that's the number that he signed with Chip Kelly. And, you know, now they get rid of Shady McCoy. I don't know what the number was for Shady McCoy to go over to Buffalo, but I don't know. I think I still would rather have Shady McCoy.
Four years, 40 million. 4 years, $40 million, I believe, Shady McCoy signed with Buffalo.
Was that guaranteed $40 million, or was it still guaranteed around 20?
I'm not sure about the guarantee, but I know it cost Philadelphia about the same. It would have cost them the same to keep Shady over the kid from Dallas. So that's what I can tell you. It's about the same. So why did the Eagles not pay Shady McCoy that money, but yet they go out and pay this cat the money? What's the difference really in the two?
I know the difference. It's the fact that Shady McCoy and Chip Kelly didn't get along. That's what.
Yep.
And we can sit and talk about that all day long, but it boils down to the fact that if you are not a Chip Kelly guy, then you're not going to stay a Philadelphia Eagle. That's just the way it works. But in the reality of the sense, and especially when you're looking at the NFC East, you know, you got two great running backs now shifting, though, in reality. You used to have two. Now, the question is Philadelphia, with their signing here of Matthews, Ryan Matthews, what a joke. And that guy just stole $6 million guaranteed, by the way, because that guy's not going to see the light of day. So I'm going to tell you right now, Ryan Matthews is happy as hell because this will be the first year he'll be healthy the whole year. Why? Because he won't even see the football field.
Yeah, sorry, I apologize. I'm ordering food right now. I'll be right back.
No, but that's what it boils down to. The Philadelphia Eagles, also, don't forget they got Darren Sproles over there. Darren Sproles, Matthews, and now DeMarco Murray. Now, I don't know. It's a wait-and-see kind of thing because it still is early in free agency, but the Philadelphia Eagles better get on the horn and start calling some wide receivers, okay? Because I don't know a one right now. They lost their one, and that was Jerry Maclin, which, by the way, I told everybody to watch out for this year, and everybody said, Sonny, you need to get your head examined. I said, no, you need to watch this guy when he's 100% and watch what he can do, and look what he did. So I'm not sure what Chip Kelly's looking for. Chip Kelly had, you know, I don't want to call him a blue chipper, but he surely had a number one wide receiver in Maclin. And he lets this guy just walk the plank. I mean, hasta luego. I mean, but hey, you're going to have to find someone to fill the shoes of Jeremy Maclin. And I guess I want to know who that's going to be. And I think everybody wants to know who that's going to be. right now, but DeMarco Murray, $20 million guaranteed. And I'm trying to find Shady McCoy's number on the guaranteed number. We'll be looking for that. But
I think the guy from Dallas, what's his name again? I don't know why I can't think of this.
Murray. DeMarco Murray.
I think his was 5 years. What was it? $8 million.
$40 million
a year. Yeah. $8 million a year. So
it's all about the guaranteed money, though, right? I mean, in reality, when you look at it, because, I mean, as soon as they figure out what $7 million is in 20, that's they're expecting DeMarco Murray to be in the Philadelphia uniform for 3 years. Let's be honest. If you're going to pay DeMarco Murray more than $20 million, $21 million in these next 3 years, you got to get your head examined. So that's what this one really is. It's a three-year, $20 million deal, and that's good. It wasn't getting that from Dallas, so the situation with LeSean McCoy, he was actually traded, so I don't know if he upped his contract or not, so we'll find all that information
as we go along. Is Bradford trade bait for the draft? I mean, is he going to be used for draft pick, maybe to get them higher up to get Mariota?
I've been hearing rumblings about that as well. I've been hearing that, and I don't know. It just depends. You know, and everybody's afraid to talk to Chip Kelly, which, by the way, if you listen to the press conference, I was driving yesterday, and I was listening to this press conference, and Chip Kelly just comes off as an arrogant ass, you know, answering questions. And when he gets in that mood, you know, I wish I was there, because I would have really made him mad. I would have said, "What are you trying to make this the Oregon Ducks too?" And I would have made him mad. But that's what you're seeing so far. You let Sean McCoy go. You pick up the dude in the secondary. I forget his name off the top of my head, but an ex Oregon guy. Now, granted, he knows him, and I get it, and I understand. But if Chip Kelly thinks that he's going to be able to turn this team into the Oregon Ducks too, I think he is really living in a daydream there.
Yeah, because here's the deal. In Oregon, they could never beat the big dogs, the big guys up front. So you got to change something. You know, you can't make it the same kind of team. I mean, you can't run that same offense in the NFL as you did in college.
Yep.
And your defense suffers when you have an offense like that. That ought to show. But, yeah, I don't know what he's trying to do, but, by God, he's showing his way or the highway. That's one thing he's doing. I'll give him that.
He is doing that. Without question, and here's another thing. When you look at this guy, this guy always seems like he's got an attitude. No one wants to talk to the press. Why? Because no one believes the BS that they say anyway. So I don't even understand why they even do it. That's why we don't on this show interview players that are actually active players in any sport, because they're not going to answer the questions correctly or honestly. So it's a waste of time to be able to bring them on here. Now, what I will do is bring in some of the former NFL players who used to play and ask them and get the full answer for it. So, by the way, and I'm looking up here as far as LeSean McCoy, and I thought I found it and I didn't, so we'll keep looking for it. But you got to figure out what you're going to do. This NFC East division is going to be very interesting this next year, because right now I don't believe in the Giants. I don't even think the Giants believe in themselves, okay?
Well, that's horrible. Sonny, I think they're getting better too, maybe.
How? Maybe I missed something. Was there anything that they did so far in this free agency? I mean, really,
right.
I mean, they picked up nobody, and they're a hunk of junk team. They're worse than a 72 Chevy that won't start. Okay, it may look nice, but if it don't start, it ain't going to do any good. And that's what the Giants are. And they got Eli Manning. And let's face it, and I'll be the only one to say it, okay, Eli Manning's washed up. Okay, this guy is going to be as good. Hey, let me tell you, right now, an indoor football team quarterback could go in there and do just as good as Eli Manning. I'm telling you right now, watch the Giants. Now, the Giants might get better defensively because that's Tom Coughlin. But if you this team has got some kind of illusion right now that Eli Manning is the answer at the quarterback position. Why? Because they paid him too much. And that was a contract that they got stuck with, which is what the Dallas Cowboys did not want to do with a DeMarco Murray, especially after he gets hurt and then you're not going to see him for six or seven games next season. That's the reason why they got Ryan Matthews to back up the whole thing. You're setting yourself up, and I hate to say that, but DeMarco Murray is just one good hit on the legs of being done, and you just dropped $20 million, sort of like what they did to Carson Palmer over at the Arizona Cardinals, literally signed a $20 million contract, and the next day he's out for the rest of the season. You know, it's bad luck moves like that that go on in the NFL, and you take a huge risk on.
Sonny, how long are the Giants going to keep up? I mean, put up with Coughlin and Eli Manning's underperformance. I know they won two Super Bowls, but, man, we know that was on the defense. I mean, we know who won that. It wasn't Eli Manning. How long? I mean, you know, I understand the love tank's full, but, damn, I mean, how long are they going to keep, you know, going underachieving every year with this guy?
I'll tell you how long. He just signed a two-year extension for this year and next year. Now, granted, the next year might be in jeopardy as soon as they go 0-4 and everybody will be talking about Coughlin's head, you know, because that's going to happen. By the way, LeSean McCoy, $26 million in guarantees. So they save $6.5 million by going the Murray way. I don't know if it's worth it because right now LeSean McCoy is the better running back. Why? Because LeSean McCoy did not have the offensive line that the Dallas Cowboys have. Now, that's not DeMarco Murray's fault. I'm just saying that if LeSean McCoy was running behind the Dallas Cowboys, he might have got over 2,000 yards rushing. So,
he knows the system, too, Sonny. I mean, McCoy knows Chip Kelly's system. Now, Murray's going to have to come in and learn it all over. I mean, it's just, I'll pay the $6 million and keep McCoy, but he doesn't kiss Chip Kelly's ass, and he questions his authority sometimes, and that's why he's gone.
Yep. And Chip Kelly is not a guy. He's kind of like a 70s parent. And what I mean by that is that when you were, and the reason why I say is I grew up in the 70s, okay? This was really simple. When I grew up in the 70s, when Daddy said something, there wasn't, but Dad, I don't want, again. Oh, really, do we, there's no arguments with the parents, okay? That's what Chip Kelly is, okay? If Chip Kelly tells you you're going to do it this way, you know, you're going to do that way or you're not going to be on that football team. I.e., LeSean McCoy now takes a trip over to Buffalo. Now, but you look at the other side of this. The Buffalo Bills are a football team that are not set. But LeSean McCoy is going to get paid. I think he's going to be happy. But I want to shift to the other team that is in the AFC East, the Jets, at least defensively right now. I'm going to tell you right now, defensively, the Jets look good. The question is will they be able to get over the E.J. Manuel quarterback situation in order for them to be good all around?
You mean Geno Smith, right?
Geno Smith, yeah, sorry. I had that's another story as far as the Bills are concerned, E.J. Manuel. But, yes, exactly. I mean, they're both bad. Geno Smith, though, I don't know. Is Geno Smith going to be able to be the guy up there for the Jets, or are the Jets going to have to do something desperate?
I think the Jets need an offensive-minded coach a little bit. I mean, Geno's, I don't think he's as bad as what people think. I just don't think he has much to work with. I mean, they expect defense, and you can't win without a quarterback anymore. It's just not going to happen. And I just think Cuervo said it. You saw on the message boards. I mean, they look pretty. They're getting all these players, but what are they doing at quarterback? I mean,
absolutely.
You can bring in all the receivers you want to. But until you get a quarterback, it doesn't matter.
Listen, the days of the Baltimore Ravens' dominant defense being able to put a Band-Aid on a gouging hole, that being no quarterback, are gone, okay? It don't matter really how good that defense is. If your defense is going to be on the field too much, they will sooner or later break down in the fourth quarter like it always happens, and then they end up losing games. Look at the Jets and how many games they were actually able to strike still in the fourth quarter last year. They had some blowouts, don't get me wrong, but they had a lot of games that they were still close in the fourth quarter. So they got to be able to get some kind of offense going before Todd Bowles' defense, which is set to be one of those chug and go, you know, reminds me of a train. I mean, really, you think that's the kind of defense? Look at the Arizona Cardinal defense. They were chugs. Let's go do it. That's exactly what that defense was. And guess what? That's what's going to happen over there. But if you don't give them enough time to get some coal in the railroad, in the train, they'll never be able to. They need the coal being the rest. You know, on the sideline, to be able to get a breath instead of three and outs. If I'm not mistaken, the Jets led the league in three and outs last year, and if they didn't, it was top three. I just read it somewhere. You're going to look at a defense that's going to be tired.
Yeah, and you see these teams like the Dolphins and the Jets, they start out sometimes good early in the season, but, you know, it catches up with you about week six or seven. You're like,
yep.
Holy crap, I'm on the field the entire time, and you pull together some wins, all of a sudden you're 5-2, and you end up losing six straight, and you're out of the playoffs because you just can't hold up. And if they don't do something on offense, I mean, it's just going to be the same old story. You're just going to have a different face, a couple different faces on the team, but it's going to be the same result. You're going to finish third or fourth in the division, and talk about firing your coach.
Yep, absolutely. But I think Bowles has got himself set up there for a couple of years. But going to Bowles' old team, I'm telling you, I'm going to make it out public today at 5:51 Central Standard Time. Arizona Cardinals don't make the playoffs. They finished last in their division. This is a team that is in a lot of trouble. I just lost Tarvin. I wish I would have got his word on that. But the Arizona Cardinals are in a lot of trouble. Why? Because let's be honest. Okay, all you had to do was take a look at that playoff game. No offense. The defense led this team. Now they don't have the same defensive coordinator. They're losing guys right and left over in Arizona. And they've still got to contend with the Rams, who might be better this year, depending on what you think about Nick Foles and the whole situation over there with the Rams. That's a good defense over there. That's a damn good defense with the Rams. They're never going to win this division with Seattle and the 49ers there, but I think they can challenge the Arizona Cardinals for third place. And the Arizona Cardinals, let's just be honest, this is a team that's going to go in with Carson Palmer and expect it to be the starter. And the Arizona Cardinals better do something. Literally better do something. The fact that I'm going to tell you right now, the fact that the Eagles got Sam Bradford, someone dropped the ball in Arizona. I talked about this about 4 months ago at the end of the NFL season. The NFL Arizona Cardinals needed to get on the phone with the St. Louis Rams and get Sam Bradford out of there. And they didn't do it. They didn't get on the phone with St. Louis, and guess what? He ends up over in the Rams. The Arizona Cardinals, you have to have a good backup. And until Carson Palmer was ready to go and Sam Bradford coming back up off of injury, it's two guys coming off injury, I get it. But one of them is going to be healthy week number one. And if Sam Bradford is as good as I think he can be, the Arizona Cardinals was the right fit. And Larry Fitzgerald was going to get the ball. Larry Fitzgerald's going to get the ball regardless, because if this is a team that doesn't go to their guy, they're crazy. I understand he's aging. I understand he's not getting the yards. But let's be honest. Who was throwing the football last year? It's pretty sad. It's NFL agents, free agent moves going on right now. And they're happening all over the place. I was talking about Ryan Matthews. My God. He just stole some money from the Philadelphia Eagles, especially with Murray. But I will give the Eagles this. At least they got a good back. Hold on. I don't want to say good, because that would insinuate I think Ryan Matthews is a good running back. He's a capable running back. Let's put it that way. But he's going to steal that money. If DeMarco Murray stays healthy, Ryan Matthews is going to see the field. And I don't think he's too disappointed in that anyway. If I was Ryan Matthews, I am celebrating today. I am, man. I'm celebrating. Got off a Charger team that can't Not that he was any part of it. It's a team that can't get over. I don't know if you want to blame a little bit on him. I guess you can do that. I don't know. But here's what I do know. With all the moves that are going on in the NFL, it's going to be crazy. But I think one of the biggest questions that are out there as far as the NFL is concerned is what's happening in Kansas City. I'm just going to tell you, they're making some moves, and it's not the worst moves in the world. They're not great. Okay, you don't write home to mama about some of these moves. Okay. However, the Houston Texans, they let Andre Johnson go. And I don't know, because I'm not sure who's going to be there in Houston to be able to catch the football. But Andre Johnson goes to the Colts. Okay, that could be a move that's going to be the most underrated move so far this year. Now, I'm not saying Andre Johnson injuries and blah, things like that. I'm going to tell you right now, if that was a good football team down in Houston, injuries, yes, he'd have them, but he'd still be out on the football field and still making plays. There's something in Houston that prevented Andre Johnson from being as great as he could be. Does he get the chance over in Indianapolis? I don't know. I am not sure. But I do like the move for the Colts. Andrew Luck gets an opportunity to throw to a number one wide receiver, a real one. As much as I love Reggie Wayne, let's be honest, last 2 years that guy's not the number one wide receiver, and at best he's the number two on another team, if not number three on a lot of teams. And that age is catching up to him. But I'm liking the move over there. I think that's going to be a move that is really going to be one of those underrated moves. And I like it. So, but back to Kansas City, the Chiefs, they go ahead, they get rid of Dwayne Bowe. And let's be honest, okay, Dwayne Bowe tried to be that number one wide receiver for this franchise and just could not get there. They get Jeremy Maclin, that's the number one. They go ahead and let Dwayne Bowe go because they're going to be paying him way too much money in order for him to come back. That's a great move, by the way, by the Kansas City Chiefs to get Jeremy Maclin. I mean, and we go back to what we were talking about the Eagles. I mean, this is ridiculous how Chip Kelly lets this guy go. If you're Chip Kelly, how do you let that guy go? I don't know. I just think it's kind of nuts in reality. And that's going to be a problem from now on. But you're going to be hearing a lot of touchdown Kansas City with Jeremy Maclin there. No wide receiver caught a touchdown pass last year. If you're Dwayne Bowe, you should have seen yourself going right out the door after that. Not only that, not having a good year before that. But the Kansas City Chiefs, they still got to answer that quarterback question, too. Anybody that thinks Alex Smith is the guy, I'm sorry. I haven't fallen for it. They go in, you know, Andy Reid is a change. It changed up. But as soon as your number two came back, Alex Smith. That's got to be scary. And I still go back to the fact that if Sam Bradford could be gotten by the Philadelphia Eagles, there's a lot of NFL teams that drop the ball. A lot of them. As a rookie, this guy was outstanding. Now, granted, last 2 years he's been hurt. But if there's a figure out a way to keep that guy upright, he might have had a season. We don't know what you're getting from Sam Bradford. But the Arizona Cardinals dropped the ball. The Raiders dropped the ball. The Jaguars dropped the ball. The Bills dropped the ball. The Jets dropped the ball. There are so many teams that dropped the ball on the fact that Sam Bradford was actually available to be gotten. I'm going to tell you, the general managers of that team should be in fear of their jobs. Ridiculous. The Buccaneers, the Browns. By the way, my favorite guy at quarterback position, Brian Hoyer. Man, Houston is going from bad to worse. Are we serious? I could not believe Brian Hoyer. I can't believe. Why is it? I mean, why is it so hard to realize this guy sucks? I mean, how many times are you going to let Brian Hoyer take the reins at the quarterback position for a football team, okay? He lived on those 4 games at the end of the season where he came back up off of injury. And boy, oh boy, this guy's made a career out of 4 games. He fooled the Browns, and not only that, the Browns have got another situation. They're going to start McCoy. Before I jump to that, Brian Hoyer, he's actually going to challenge for the starting quarterback position. Are we kidding? There's a guy that needs to be fired. Anybody that signs Brian Hoyer should be fired as a general manager. I'm sorry. I mean, what has this guy done? I mean, my God. And they got their old problems. I don't know. Folks out there that are keeping track of it with me, I mean, if this guy starts for the Houston Texans, you got to ask yourself who's running the show over there. I cannot believe that Brian Hoyer is a quarterback that are going to be going there. I'm really missing this. So, now the situation in Houston. There's only one team right now you're really battling with, and that's Indianapolis, and they just got better at the wide receiver position. That doesn't help the Texans anymore. So, I'm going to tell you right now, if the Texans don't start Ryan Mallett at the quarterback position, and they actually start Brian Hoyer, write him off. Now, a lot of people say Mallett's no better. Listen, Ryan Mallett actually learned from the best quarterback to ever play this game in Tom Brady for many years, okay? Give this guy an opportunity to be able to take the reins instead of pulling him if he has a bad game. It'll be okay. But if this team down in Houston honestly thinks that Brian Hoyer is its answer, now, backup quarterback, hey, I'll put it out there. He's okay. I'm going to say he's an okay backup quarterback. He's not great, but he's a backup quarterback. And the Cleveland Browns, this is an organization that has got to be the worst in the NFL. And if they're not, you're just not paying attention. This is a football team that has all their problems, and yet they have got the most exciting guy, and I hate him, Johnny Manziel. This is a team that is in a lot of trouble. Now get this, okay, this one just came down 5 hours ago that the Browns also signed Thaddeus Lewis. I mean, come Cleveland, come on, what are you telling your fans? Seriously, your quarterback position is in so much trouble. Josh McCown, Johnny Manziel, Thaddeus Lewis. And this is an organization that if they don't start Johnny Manziel, they're going to try to teach him a lesson. And they go ahead and put Josh McCown in at the quarterback position, you might as well just write the season off. This organization, I'm going to tell you right now, Bud Shaw, I'm going to tell you, is the worst. You got to be able to take, you got to tell your fans that we care. And you're not saying that you care. Unless you're starting Johnny Manziel. It's just the worst thing in the world. Oh, I don't know. You're listening to the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's our coverage of the NFL free agency that has been wild. It's been willy. And why not? I mean, when you got the opportunity. There are a lot of teams that had to do a lot of stuff out there. But Dwayne Bowe was released by the Kansas City Chiefs. Big surprise, right? Bowe was scheduled to make $10 million, and they're like, wait a second. This guy didn't score a receiving touchdown all year long. We're going to pay him $10.75 million. How about if we go ahead and get Jeremy Maclin for $11 and at least get into the freaking end zone? Now, Alex Smith's got to get better. This move helps, but Alex Smith has got to get better. Alex Smith better figure out how to get the ball down the field, too, because Maclin is a deep threat. And if he can't get him the ball, they're in a lot of trouble. Have to be the worst organization in the NFL right now. Colts, go ahead and figure out that Trent Richardson is not the answer, so that guy may or may not find a home. And the Jets working with Antonio Cromartie to maybe try to get him back with the Jets along with, you know, Revis Island. I think Jets making a big, huge mistake. I love the fact that they're working defense, and why not? It's Todd Bowles, and I get it, and I understand it. But really, 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 where is your offense? I mean, seriously, you've got to be able to step up and do something. Maybe it's me. But the free agency stuff that's going on, there's another team that missed out on bringing Sam Bradford to their football team. I'm serious. The fact that this is a football team that got Sam Bradford out of there, unbelievable. I'm telling you, I think he should be fired. Anybody that you know needs the quarterback position, seriously. Ravens go ahead and they sign Justin Forsett. This is not the worst move in the world for this football team, and I get it and I understand it. That fit worked well last year. I mean, really, in reality, Forsett did what the situation at the running back position. We all know about that whole Ray Rice thing. He probably ran more than what he was going to be able to do. 1,266 yards on 235 carries, 8 touchdowns. Hell, Ray Rice, if he could stay injured, stay on the field because of injuries. I don't know. I think it's a big move for this football team. You got to have a guy in Forsett, 2,958 yards, 16 touchdowns, 1,113 yards, 159 catches in 7 seasons as Raven, Jaguar, Colt, and Seahawk. Just rejuvenated his career. It's a good move. That whole situation, it's big time. Some more NFL news out there. We talked about Trent Richardson is gone with the Colts. Where could he end up? That's going to be a really interesting question. But the Saints, they let Jimmy Graham go to I'm going to tell you right now, I hate to say this because I hate the Seattle Seahawks. I don't know who's going to – I don't know anybody who's going to come close. They get another offensive weapon. That's a weapon, folks. There was actually some rumors Drew Brees was going to go to the Buccaneers. That would have been great for the Buccaneers. But the Saints, are they a mess or what? To me, they're a mess. 49ers, go ahead and get rid of Stevie Johnson. That's been in the works for a while. So that's not a great big deal. The Raiders signed the Eagles' their safety. So, I mean, I don't know. The Raiders obviously not making a splash, but they go ahead and they get Nate Allen. You know, it's not a great move. It's not a bad move. It's just not a great move. Melton, one-year deal with the Bucks. I don't know. Okay, 1 year. I'm not sure what the number was, but it's the way it is. Panthers go ahead and they keep Dickens with a three-year deal. A three-year deal to keep Ed Dixon a tight end. I don't know. I wish we had Tarvin on. I'm not a big believer in this guy. I'm not sure what the money was. I'm trying to look where the money is, but I don't know. He was selected by Baltimore in the third round in the 2010 draft. He won a Super Bowl with the Ravens. 121 receptions, 1,293 yards, 8 touchdowns in 76 games, adding 13 catches for 196 yards in 10 playoff games. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I think about it. If I didn't know the NFL, I probably wouldn't even know who this guy was. This guy definitely doesn't stand out. Numbers are okay. The numbers are okay. So I won't call that, you know, the worst thing in the world. The Bears are a lot of jokes. The Bears. I don't know. If you believe Cuervo said there's talks about them trying to get Colin Kaepernick. I don't know. Their quarterback position is a disaster. Antrell Roll signs a three-year contract with them. Three-time pro bowler. Missed just one game in the last 9 seasons. This guy is one of those guys that you can call an Iron Man. 32 years old out of Miami, of Florida. Played last season with the Giants. I don't know. Started with the Cardinals in 2005. That's why I know about him. 800 tackles, 26 interceptions, 4 for touchdown, 148 playoff appearances. I mean, the guy's badass. I will say that. But that age number, man. Man, in the NFL, you're over 30. People are going to question the signings. So that was big. Revis Island back to the Jets. We had an opportunity to sign it or talk about it just like back and forth in chat. But I don't know. That's the defense going on. By the way, those that I read something insane. I don't know. Maybe the guy's just an A.J. Hawk fan. I don't know. I've read a couple of plays. They want the Bengals going to make it the Super Bowl after they sign A.J. Hawk. Hey, A.J. Hawk's a good football player, but John Navarez, I'm calling you out. John Navarez, I'm telling you, I want whatever I want a drink or a toke of whatever you're drinking or smoking, because if you think A.J. Hawk is going to be the answer on the defense, which, by the way, was not a problem for the Bengals last year, so getting A.J. Hawk, if they got him cheap, I don't know, but it's not an upgrade. I promise you, John, it's not an upgrade. He's an okay player. He could come off the bench and everything. So we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show as something's going on that I got to find out about. So we'll do that here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. You're listening to coverage of NFL as well as the free agency. We'll be right back.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. They say it's all right. They say it's all right. Say it's all right, have a good time, 'cause it's all right, whoa, it's all right. Now we gonna move it slow, up in the lights low, up in the move it slow, it feels like a moan, 'cause it's all right, whoa, it's all right. And now listen to the beat. kind of tap your feet. Yeah, if you got soul, everybody knows that it's alright. Whoa.